The Triple M Rush Hour podcast. The whole show. Everything sport. It's all here. Want it all? Have it all. On Foxtel. Call Foxtel on 131 787 or search Foxtel.
And here we go.
Buckle up.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation into this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
Their second win of the season.
Norman on the wrong foot here. Swings back across his body. He strikes it well. He's done it.
The first time in the game's history, MG, that three games have gone to Golden Point and been decided by field goals.
The sheer exhilaration in the commentator's voice alone tells me that those people who want Golden Point change are watching the wrong game. And look, you know what? Three mighty fine field goals, two under pressure.
Yeah, perfect execution on all three. Valentine Holmes, MG, he is back in Sydney. The media was ready and waiting at the airport this morning, but he said nothing.
I know nothing. Look. Poorly advised. I'll tell you in a minute what he should have said.
Okay. And we are going to attempt to solve the SCG sporting logjam that is ruining the turf of the greatest sporting venue in Australia. It's becoming a really, really big problem.
Yeah, well, it is. Well, there's five codes now on a pretty congested map that's saying that the ground doesn't have time to heal.
All right, but up next, Valentine Holmes turned his back on a $5 million deal with the Cronulla Sharks to pursue his dream of playing in the NFL. He's landed in Sydney this morning, and he's refused to say anything. We've got that awkward audio up next. It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
He's back in the country, but is Valentine Holmes returning to the NRL? This is the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
Trending now.
MG, Valentine Holmes, the Cronulla Shark, who left the rugby league at the peak of his powers to pursue his dream of playing NFL. He flew back into the country this morning. He landed just before 7 o'clock Sydney time, and he was greeted by a throng.
A throng, I love that word.
A throng of media at Sydney International Airport. This is the media trying to get something out of Val Holmes when he landed this morning.
Is your dream still alive, mate?
Sorry, guys.
Is it NFL?
Sorry, guys.
What are you going to say? You heard from Paul Green at North Queensland, yeah?
Your manager's been trying to sell a deal. Is it already secured?
What's your
You're going to have to talk more than this if you make it in the NFL, Val.
Yeah. Do you have to keep it top secret for some reason?
You're selling a deal. Are you unhappy or happy, Val? We can't work it out.
There's a smoke there, Val. Did it go well?
I'm just laughing at you guys.
Awkward.
Yeah, super awkward.
It should be a celebration. That was anything but. You know, the guy's gone over and tried himself in one of the toughest games on the planet as a bloke who's never done it before, and he's come back into the country, and that's just underwhelming.
Well, the question for mine is, where were his... From the vision we saw...
Where's his support crew?
He was by himself. He was pushing his own trolley. Not that he's above that.
But he should have had a support crew.
Yeah, but, I mean, look, the suggestions are, the reports are that his manager has already stitched up a paid media deal to announce what's happening next.
That's fine. That's fine.
So, look, we can assume that in the near future we'll hear a tell-all paid interview by Val Holmes, presumably on a TV network somewhere.
And he did knock back $5 million, let's remember. So he's probably after every penny he can get.
So I completely understand he's trying to recoup some costs. What does your gut tell you about his future?
I think he'll be back at the Cowboys.
You think he's back in rugby league?
I said it last Thursday before the Broncos and Roosters game. I'll say it again. I think he'll be back in a Cowboys jersey before the end of the season, before July 30.
Okay, so if that is the announcement, let's say, you know, we go with your gut, and that is what Valentine Holmes is set to announce as his future. How should he have handled that this morning at the airport?
Well, he was poorly advised, and I'll tell you what he should have said in a prepared 30-second statement. Morning, guys. First of all, thank you all for the interest. Unfortunately, at this stage, I'm unable to say anything regarding my future, as it's still up in the air. I will say that the past few months have been both exciting and rewarding. I look forward to chatting to you all real soon in regards to my future, and thanks again. Off I go.
Outstanding.
That's what he should have said.
And look,
that would have given all the reporters their sound bites. It would have stopped people going, oh, well, he looked a bit up himself. Like, you know, Val, come on, man, we love you, mate. No one's against you. We want to celebrate what you've done over there. We're your friends. We're not your enemies. Like that's he can still sell his story, but just give us 30 seconds of saying of hearing the guy instead of just being short and abrupt with the media. It's not going to win you any favours.
Absolutely right, MG. But mate, I look forward to the next time you fly into the country with something to say. That was outstanding.
Well, guys, look, I was just trying to break David Boone's record.
This is the Rush Hour with MG. 133.53. We're going to move on from Val Holmes because there was an outstanding week of football we need to talk about. We got some Stay Random Sydney teas up for grab. 133.53. We want to know what you learnt from the weekend of footy.
Oh, you know what I learnt?
What?
The Corey Norman could be a boulder for the Queensland State of Origin team on the bench, coming off the bench.
Wow. All right, 133.53, what did you learn from the weekend of football? Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. It's the Rush Hour with MG.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Want it all, have it all on Foxtel. It's your team every round live and ad break free during play. Call Foxtel on 131 787 or search Foxtel. MG, 133.53, you want to know what you learnt from the weekend of footy. Just quickly, this has just come up on the 7news.com.au website. The report has come in that NRL star Latrell Mitchell has been issued with a fine by police over an incident at a nightclub on the New South Wales mid-north coast. 7 News Sydney understands the incident involving the 21-year-old Roosters player took place at the Old Bar Tavern near Taree.
Mm-hmm.
It's alleged Mitchell was with a group of friends when they became involved in a physical altercation with another group of men. Both groups were thrown out of the pub. Mitchell is not accused of throwing any punches, but he is accused of arguing with security at the door of the venue. He's going to be issued with a criminal infringement notice, and the Sydney Roosters have said that they have notified the integrity unit of the incident.
Okay.
So that is a little bit of breaking news there. Sounds like a bit of a scuffle, nothing too serious. I don't think we need to get carried away there.
Let's hope.
MG, 133.53, we're asking our listeners what they learnt from the weekend of footy. What did you learn?
Look, I learned that Corey Norman is looming as a potential weapon for the Queensland Origin team. He can play anywhere in the back line. I suppose at the moment, you know, it's the way that the Cowboys are going. He's in front of Bowman. No, Bowman, not Bowman.
We are going to talk about Winks later this week. I know you mean Michael Morgan.
Morgan, yeah. Look, and actually, Morgan played a pretty good game, but the way he's winning games, Corey Norman, at the moment for his team, and it's funny, look, 2 weeks ago we were all saying about the Dragons, oh, man, their coach is going to be sacked and their players, and all of a sudden two games. So it gives hope to them teams down the bottom of the ladder that you're only two games away from getting your season back on track.
Well, there was that period, what was it, probably 4 years ago or 3 years ago at the Eagles when he was in red-hot form.
Yeah.
And it was that he was still in that sort of the Queensland dynasty time behind Thurston, behind Cronk, and there wasn't really a path into the team for him then.
Mm.
But there's definitely a path in there for him now.
I've also learnt, unfortunately, that I don't think Manly can make semi-finals without Turbo.
Yeah, Tom Turbo, that another hamstring injury. That's just, it's heartbreaking. We'll try and get through some of those injuries from the weekend of footy. Andrew in Blacktown, what did you learn from the weekend of football?
Hi, I've learnt that I still hate Golden Point.
Oh, tell us why.
I think if you've played hard enough to get that draw, all the teams should get 1.8. And then when it comes to the end of the season, when you're trying to, all the teams that are on the same points, that 1 point can make a difference to where you finish on the table.
Yeah.
You know, it can make a difference between fifth, fourth, because that 1 point.
Yeah, I do get you. I do get it because it's a hard way to lose a game after you've played 80 minutes through a wobbly field goal. Sometimes they just maybe down looking down the future because we are getting a lot of golden point games. We look to maybe give a point to both teams at the end of the 80 minutes, and then whoever wins the golden point gets that extra point.
Theo and Elwood, what did you learn from the weekend of football?
Evening, guys. I think what I've learned over the weekend is that Cameron Murray can't do anything else to get the first selection in the Origin team for New South Wales.
He's a beast, isn't he, Theo?
Yeah, he's made a line break every game. He's just unbelievable.
He's just so tenacious. There's not much of him. You know, he was on the end of one of the best tackles I've ever seen on the weekend from Marty DePauw on the goal line. And he's everywhere. He's everywhere. South, unfortunately, the South didn't get the win for him, but he's everywhere.
Craig in Riverstone, what did you learn from the weekend of footy?
Well, guys, I'm gutted because I'm a West Tigers supporter. And I was at the game the other night and I learnt one thing. Well, for starters, Panthers didn't win that game. We lost it.
That's true.
And Ethan Masters, look, I love the kid, keeping the centres, but we need a goal kicker because that's going to cost us at the end of the season.
Yeah, good call. It's a fair call, and I agree. The better team lost.
Steve in Campbelltown, to round us out, what did you learn from the weekend of footy?
Two things I learned. Number one, the Bulldogs have been written off way too early. They showed a lot of heart and determination against Melbourne and probably could have walked away with a victory. Second thing I learned, and this is not just limited to the NRL or the Sydney Roosters, but they need to find a new stadium while Allianz is being rebuilt. The Sydney football, the SCG, is an absolute dogfight. I mean, Terry Antonis probably copped a season-ending injury.
Yep.
You know, as a Sydney FC supporter, that makes me happy, but, you know, we don't want to see players' careers ended, and Tim DeYoung could have had his career ended on Saturday night. Like, he's had injury after injury, and he's only 2 weeks back from an injury. And, like, if he goes down Saturday night, that could have been his career over.
Charlie, can you give Steve a shirt? He's talking too much sense.
Yep, and I want to give Steve a shirt, absolutely, because he segues beautifully into the problem that the SCG currently faces with the pitch. It's hosting five different bloody types of sport, MG.
Well, it's in the back page of the Telegraph this morning, they're saying that the Roosters are looking to move some of their games now to Bankwest. So I suppose the sheer volume of sport played there suggests that they've got to.
How do we solve the problem of the SCG? We're going to discuss that next. The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. MG, this week...
Yes, mate.
We've got some 6 months premium KO sports subscriptions to give away.
Oh, wow.
How good's KO?
KO, let me say KO. Hey-o. It is really good.
You don't have to make up jingles for them. You can get a 6 month free KO Sports subscription to KO Sports with over 50 sports instantly streamed. That's scary good. We're going to give this away a bit later on. You've got to be the question we're going to ask to win that subscription, MG, will come from tonight's show. So make sure you're listening and we'll have that question for you in about 15 minutes. But we need to talk about the SCG.
Yes.
Because on Saturday, the Beyond Blue Cup was played between Sydney FC and the Melbourne Victory. Sydney FC got the chocolates in that one. But the big headline out of it is the injury suffered by Melbourne Victory star Terry Antonis.
Yep.
As yet undiagnosed, it looks to be probably season-ending. Yeah. Not sure if it's a complete ACL, but significant because the Melbourne Victory are going to be playing a part in the final series.
And rightly so. His coach had, you know, some unsavoury things to say about it.
In relation to the pitch, again, that simply is not good enough. Not for anything. The reality is we accept that. As a code of football, we're going nowhere in a hurry. It was a disgrace.
Mm.
Kevin Muscat there.
Yep. He was strong.
Oh, look, it's as we said before the song, the sheer volume of sport that's played there, I think what we've done with it, it's an oversight. Someone's to blame for it. Someone's looked at this and going, well, we've got so much happening. How can we accommodate every sport that wants to play there and keep the oval in pristine condition when... There's no, you know, thinking about this, what's going on. Like, we're there Thursday night, and the ground looked great. Like, but then, you know, you've got the A-League there.
It looked all right. It's a bit of a patchwork quilt at the moment.
Well, they had a big bit of plastic across the centerpiece of the middle of it. So, and I think they run different ways.
So the way they've been playing the rugby union games that have been played there, as well as the A-League games, are running east to west across the SCG in its traditional format, whereas the AFL games and the rugby league games are running the length of the cricket pitch, so north to south.
So what's the solution? I feel for the groundkeepers there. How are they going to win?
Must be an absolute nightmare.
It would be a nightmare.
Look, this is to give you an idea of just how clustered the fixturing is for the SCG. This is just for the month of April, MG. The Sydney Swans have a home game there this Thursday night against the Demons.
Yep.
7 days later, Sydney FC were meant to play the Perth Glory there, which is the top of the table clash. That's 1v2. That game has now, just hours ago, it's been announced that that game is going to be moved to Netstrata Jubilee Stadium.
Okay.
Which I think is a very smart idea. 2 days after that game, the Waratahs play the Rebels there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's the Rugby Union which has been tearing up the turf badly.
The Ruck and Mauls, man.
5 days after that Union game is the Anzac Day clash between the Roosters and the Dragons.
Ooh, wow.
And 2 days after that is the Sydney AFL derby between the Swans and the Giants. Now, Graeme Annesley has said today that he is going to speak to the SCG Trust about the Roosters games because, look, Lotto Land has already claimed a victim in Josh Morris.
Yes.
If another NRL player were to go down with a season or a long-term injury because of a poor surface, it starts to get... It becomes embarrassing.
Well, it's 2019. You know, this shouldn't be happening. This schedule should have never have happened. Simple as that.
And meanwhile, the Swans, this was the City Swans coach John Longmire this morning, because the Swans are meant to train on the Oval three times a week. That's their rights as the main tenant. This was John Longmire this morning.
In the end, we've been trying to work as much as we can with the SCG and the groundsmen to be able to keep our training venue out there, because it's the only spot we've got to train at the moment. The centre wicket area has always been a challenge, and that's why the MCG has done what they've done, and obviously Adelaide Oval have done what they've done as well. So it's something that's and needs to be discussed.
Yeah, well, we're going to a stadium tomorrow night at Parramatta, which will maybe get a bit of traffic going its way in the near future. Bankwest Stadium.
Absolutely. Bankwest Stadium will be out there tomorrow night. We'll talk a bit more about that. Oh, the problem, MG, I guess the exclamation point on this SCG situation is that Allianz Stadium, the rebuild's not due to finish until 2022.
Yeah, so
this is going to be a problem for a while to come.
Big time.
Someone needs to sort it out.
Yep.
MG, go down there and get involved.
I'll sort it out.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Up next, we've got to push the panic button, MG.
We do. And it pleases me to say it, actually.
You're pushing it with some excitement tonight.
Oh, something north of the border.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Want it all, have it all on Foxtel. It's your team every round live and ad break free during the play. Call Foxtel on 131787. Dean Pay's nightmare continues. This is the Rush... Sorry, that was the wrong bit of audio. I was looking for the panic... panic button opener.
Poor Dean is thinking, gee, what's going on here? What are they talking about me for? Our team played pretty well yesterday.
MG, it is time to press the panic button. This is something we do every Monday off the back of the weekend of football.
Yeah.
Who have you got your eye on?
Well, it's north of the border, and I think the three Queensland teams have got to start getting that button ready to push, because in four rounds, that's 12 games between the three of them. That's the Cowboys, the Titans and the Broncos. Two wins. If my math teacher did the right job, that was Peter Wynn at school. It's about 17% success rate, which is just way below par. Look, everyone at the start of the year said the Broncos and Roosters are going to be in the grand final. A lot's got to happen between then and now for that to happen. But it's the Titans and the Cowboys that are contributing to the Queensland woes as much as the Broncos as well. The Cowboys have started the season 1-4. Titans 0-4, Broncos 1-4. So it's
worrying times in Queensland.
It's disappointing if you're living north of the border. Yeah, it is. It is.
Well, you got some support in your, particularly around the criticism of the Broncos, because this was Gordon Tallis on Sunday NRL.
They got a $27 million facility that they all sit there and have coffees and they walk around the town like they own the place. And they own nothing. They've won nothing. I was disappointed that a guy that didn't have a job, in Anthony Seibold, got a 5-year deal on 700 grand or whatever. Whether Kevy Walters is good enough for the job, I think he had a chance to go there and fail. He was good enough twice to get him to grand finals. The only time Milford's played good is when he was there. But he's not good enough. But he's good enough to coach our greatest side, which is Queensland. Our most important team that runs out is Queensland, State of Origin. He was good enough there. They think he's a joker. He sacked 10 people after breaking curfew. That's a bloke that's got some intestinal fortitude there. And I think that the club paid no respect to the people in the past.
Strong words from Gordy.
Strong and passionate words from the Bull. And, you know, he's obviously a Bronco through and through. And I think he's probably sick of these new guys coming in. And we look, we the media are guilty of doing it, you know. Tevita Pengai Jr. plays one game and all of a sudden we picked him in Origin. Payne Haas comes in, plays a couple of good games as an 18-year-old. Yep, he's playing Origin. Milford has a good game. Why, he's worth every cent of that $1 million. But there's a lot more to being a first-grade rugby league player and being consistent than one game. And obviously the Broncos at the moment are feeling that pain.
All right, so if all three Queensland teams are hovering around the panic button, for you, which team still has the most cause for optimism for the remainder of the season?
Broncos.
You still think the Broncos are capable of playing a big part in this premiership season?
I think they'll still make the eight.
Okay.
I think the Broncos will still make the eight. I don't think the Cowboys will. I don't think the Titans will.
And what is, for the Broncos then, with Anthony Seibold now in charge, what is the biggest thing they need to change?
They've got to find a new fullback for a start.
Well, the one just flew into Sydney this morning and wouldn't tell us what he's doing, Val Holmes.
There you go. I think Darius's days of fullback are over. He's either got to be a centre or a wing. You need that fullback to be explosive and get coming into the back line like Ponga did last night. We saw him back at fullback and set up two tries like most fullbacks are these days. It's the fullback's game. Tommy Turbo, Tedesco, the list goes on. You've got to have a fullback that's dynamic. But at the moment, they've got a young pack who, in the off-season, they lost three senior players, and they haven't been replaced. So it's a rebuild at the Broncos. It's probably going to take 12 months, but I don't think the Brisbane faithful are that patient.
It's the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. All three Queensland teams hovering around the panic button for MG this week. We'll see what changes get made tomorrow, Teamless Tuesday, if any. If you want to win that 6-month free KO Sports subscription, 133353, give us a call now.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M, MEG for Mark Guy's performance of the weekend coming up very shortly. But if you missed it at the top of the show, this news broke just after 6 o'clock.
Mark, Latrell Mitchell was with a group of friends on Friday night at the Old Bar Tavern when it's alleged that he and his friends became involved in a physical altercation with another group of men. Both groups were kicked out of the pub along with Mitchell, but Mark, we must stress Latrell is not accused of throwing any punches, but he is accused of arguing with security. Police were called and the Origin star will now be given a criminal infringement notice for failing to quit. Now, if he wants to fight the charges, he can do so in court. 7 News contacted the Sydney Roosters, who told us they are following due process, which includes being referred to the Integrity Unit. Mark?
That audio coming courtesy of 7 News, MG. It's,
Yeah.
Is what it is, I think.
I'll reserve my judgment until I hear the whole story.
Yep, there you go. All right, let's quickly rattle through some injuries because there were some significant ones on the weekend, MG.
There was, mate. There were some shockers.
And long-term too. Corbin Sims, broken arm, 6 to 8 weeks.
And played on.
He's set to miss for the Dragons.
Yeah.
Which is, he's been a big part of their
resurgence. There he has. He comes on, he adds that grunt, and they're going to miss him. Paul Vaughan's been in sensational form, by the way.
The last thing, I mean, obviously Tyson Frizzell back from...
what about his one-on-one strip last night?
Yeah. So just when things start to go well for the Dragons, another setback. Tom Trbojevic, though, this hamstring injury, he's aggravated the same hamstring.
No, different hamstring. Other one, I think.
Oh, is it?
I think it's the other leg, yeah.
Okay, six to nine weeks is
concerning.
The diagnosis.
Which is concerning because you don't want this to be an ongoing thing with a big fella. He's a big, lanky thing, and hamstrings, he was having a sensational game before he got replaced, before he got injured as well.
Well, the diagnosis of 6 to 9 weeks, MG, is a real concern for New South Wales because that essentially rules him out of the first match, guaranteed.
Yep.
And puts the second match over in Perth in doubt.
Enter Blake Ferguson, maybe.
Okay. We'll talk about the which game needs to be Freddie's watch this tomorrow on the show. Aaron Woods, who also was in ripping form for the Sharks, he suffered a broken foot, which, with a worst-case scenario, could see him out till round 16.
Wow. Yeah, I was looking at the NRL physio online today, and he was saying that it's the little bone in your little toe, which basically doesn't get that much blood going towards it. So why it's so long is because it's such a minute bone, if that makes sense.
No, not really, but I know what you mean.
Dr. Marcus Wellaby, MD.
So bad news there for Aaron Woods. And then lastly... the Bulldogs, I tell you what, they lose Kieran Foran.
Oh, my goodness.
And now Dylan Napa.
And this was such an innocuous thing that happened to Dylan. He ran out of the line to try and put a big hit on.
Mm.
Got stepped and basically tripped over his own ankle. That's how you would describe it,
yeah.
The injury, if you didn't see the game.
Mm.
And now he's out for 9 weeks because of it. This syndesmosis thing.
It's the high ankle sprain.
What's going on with it? Are we doing something in the gym that's making our ankles weaker? Are we doing something as footballers? It's something we're doing as a code that are making our ankles weaker because there's an epidemic of syndesmosis.
That's probably without doubt one of the hardest sentences I think you've ever said on air.
And said it beautifully, if I don't say so myself.
Maybe you can investigate the epidemic of syndesmosis.
Oh, spell it.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Up next.
MEG time, baby.
Performance of the weekend.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. MG, tomorrow night, we are going to be live from Bankwest Stadium.
I can't wait to see this venue. I've been told so many good things about it.
Yep.
To see it in the flesh, baby, is going to be magic.
We got some listeners coming along. We're getting a behind-the-scenes tour. We're going to be doing the show live from the stadium. And then afterwards, we're going to go for a feed at the Para Leagues Club.
Ooh.
10 pin at Kicks, 10 pin and arcade with the ultimate XD dark ride on level 3 at Para Leagues.
Oh, we're going to have a bit of a games?
Yeah,
a games night?
Yeah. Why wouldn't we?
With the gamesmen. Cool. Press that button, mate. Okay. Let's get this on.
Hold on. I had a conversation on Friday, I believe, that I was going to get to do this.
It's now time for Liam's Legend of the Week. Yay!
Please press that again.
It's now time for Liam's Legend of the Week. Yay!
And by the way, that's Charlie, our producer. Yeah. I'm dobbing him right in.
Some of the worst voiceover you've ever heard.
I love that. That's my favourite
episode. Because... Yes.
Oh, let me tell the story.
All right,
you stay humble.
All right.
Okay. We went to Twin Creeks Resort at Twin Creeks.
Ludnam.
And we had 8 listeners with us on last Friday.
Mm, we had a mini golf day.
We played 9 holes. On the 12th hole, we played the back 9. So, and by the way, we had the course to ourselves, so we all played together, which was fantastic. Thank you, Brendan. Let's do it for Wendy, as all the listeners were saying. Liam here, in front of a packed crowd.
A gallery.
They call it gallery. Sorry, mate. I thought I was telling a story. He drove the 12th par 4, 280 meters, landed on the green. We thought it went way over the back. It was such a good drive. And then, for good measure, tapped in a 30-yard putt for eagle.
Look, there was only a few of us there, MG, and let's ignore the fact that, according to the index, it's the easiest hole on the course. But for all those that weren't there, Tony, Digital Tony, RIT guy, was there to record the moment for posterity.
How good. Perfect timing from Tony. Perfect.
I'm not playing anymore, and I stand by that. I'm never playing golf again.
Now let's be honest with our listeners. How many times have you showed that to your mates over the weekend?
Oh, my wife didn't believe me. I had to get Tony to send me the video. She didn't believe me. I've sent it out. It's now I'm doing audio visual Christmas cards for people. That's what it is.
It was one of them great moments. Thank you, everyone who, especially our listeners. What a great bunch of blokes they were, aren't they?
They were a ripping bunch. That was a lot of fun, MG. And tomorrow's going to be a lot of fun as well. We're going to be at Bankwest Stadium, which I can't wait.
Can't wait. He's Liam. I'm MG. Stay random, Sydney.
The Triple M Rush Hour podcast, the whole show, everything sport. It's all here. Want it all? Have it all on Foxtel. Call Foxtel on 131 787 or search Foxtel.